And Isaiah 35 says, there shall be a highway and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it. I was talking to one of the deacons this afternoon as we talked about the bridges spanning across this new one. I said there's many expansions across bodies of water, bios today. And I said, but there's one great expansion that reaches from earth to glory. Amen. It's called the King's Highway. Amen. The unclean shall not pass over it. That's right. It's a road that's built by Christ our Lord. The expansion that is made from this earth to another land. And the unclean doesn't pass over it. Peter, this unlearned person of standing there, when he had saw the thoroughly vindicated word of the day that God promised in that day that there would be a one rise up which would be a prophet among them. And Simon was hard to believe it because there had been so many impersonations of it. But when he seen the genuine unfolded word of that age, and here he properly identified, he was certainly convinced who he was. And he was the one said, Lord, to whom would we go? When it was asked him, when the crowds were separating between the believers and unbelievers and make-believers, there was all three of them standing right there. And that one company of people, believers, make-believers and unbelievers, right found in this chapter right here. And because that Jesus had spoke the words the way he had, it separated his congregation. But it must be done. He was a great man as long as he healed the sick. But when he come down to the doctrine and the prophecy, that's what separated the chaff from the wheat. See? The chaff only wraps around the wheat. It's not the wheat. It cannot be used. There's nothing in it, no life in it. It's a husk. And it cannot stay with the wheat. It won't be air with the wheat. And so it's got just the grain is what we're talking about, the heart of the grain of the wheat. Now, notice, Peter was convinced that that was the Messiah. Now, it don't make any difference what all the rest of them said. It didn't make any difference what the priest said. It didn't matter to Simon Peter what the church said. He was convinced himself. Amen. Jesus told him in one place where he asked, who does man say I am? And some said, you're a prophet. Some said, you're one of the old prophets raised up, and you're Moses or Elias or somebody. He said, I asked you, what do you think? And Peter said, thou art the Christ, Amen. The Son of the living God. He said, blessed art thou, the son of Jonas, Simon, the son of Jonas, for flesh and blood never revealed this to you. You never learned it from a book or from a creed or from a catechism. You, my Father, which is in heaven, has revealed this to you. There's a genuine believer, spiritual revelation of the Word. Amen. And up, thou art Simon, and upon this rock of your revelation of who I am, I'll build my church. And the gates of hell cannot prevail against him. See? No wonder Simon said, to whom would we go? Jesus turned and said, do you wish to go also? And they said, Lord, where would we go to? For thou alone has the words of life. You're the only one. For not only did he have the words of life, he was the word of life. See? He was the word of life. And Simon thoroughly recognized this. And when he recognized it, that was what that kept his hope because it was revealed to him that he was that living Word. Now that's a genuine believer. When the Holy Spirit, not some persuaded but some other person, not but some other thing, but when the Holy Spirit has revealed to you the Word itself, and you see the Word made plain, vindicated. Then the Spirit of God come and get into that age for the Word for that age and make it manifested.